Democrats hope to win back the House next year, and if they do, they say one of their top priorities will be holding President Trump to account. Key to that is the powerful House Oversight Committee, and Democrats have picked Representative Robert Garcia to be their leading member there. At 47, he is the youngest-ranking member in Congress, and as NPR's Luke Garrett reports, he says he's ready for a fight.
Tall beige walls and a soft burgundy carpet define the office of the second-term representative. Up above are frames filled with campaign signs, a medal, and Clark Kent.
I'm a huge Superman fan, in case you can tell by some of my artwork here. Since I was a kid, I learned through comics like to read, and Spanish is my first language, and when I came here as an immigrant.
Born in Peru, Garcia immigrated to the United States as a young child with his mother.
I remember watching her and my aunt going to these homes where they'd clean and they'd work really hard. I remember thinking, wow, it'd be so nice to live in a place like this.
Garcia and his family settled east of Los Angeles in Covina, California, as, in his words, undocumented residents. At the encouragement of his mom, Garcia went to California State University, Long Beach, where he got his start in politics as student government president.
It really opened the doors for me to understand what that was like and how to earn people's support.
Ultimately, Garcia became a citizen in his 20s because of an immigration amnesty law signed by President Ronald Reagan. And soon after college, Garcia started working for the Long Beach city government, where he was a council member and then mayor. During his second term as mayor, COVID-19 rocked Long Beach, the nation, and Garcia's family.
Both my mom and my stepdad died to COVID, which is horrific, obviously. And so that really had a profound impact on me.
Garcia blames many COVID deaths on what he calls the blunders of Donald Trump. It's what motivated him to run for an open House seat representing the Long Beach area. During his first term in Congress, Garcia quickly rose the Democratic ranks, getting a seat on the Oversight Committee. Known for its raucous hearings on some of the most divisive areas of American politics, the House Oversight Committee is among the most high-profile arenas in Congress. Democratic Representative Jamie Raskin, who once held the same position, says there's a lot Garcia can accomplish in this role.
As ranking member, what Robert gets is a bully pulpit.
And that kind of megaphone is important, because as ranking member, Garcia is unable to subpoena witnesses or control the panel's agenda. Those tools are reserved for the committee's GOP chairman. He enters the role at a moment when Democrats are craving more direct confrontation with President Trump and Republicans in Congress. One area where he wants more oversight is the Trump administration's mass deportation effort.
We're asking Homeland Security and Secretary Noem for answers on a variety of questions and demanding that members of Congress be allowed their oversight responsibility.
Raskin and other Democrats picked Garcia over more senior members for this role.
I get that most ranking members are maybe a little more senior, have more time in Congress. That doesn't bother me. I think it's a good thing.
Garcia says he wants to bring the generational change Democratic voters are calling for.
People are just pissed off at what's happening with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, the House Republicans, and people want to see a good fight. They want us to be engaged. They want us to push back, and they want to see new leaders.
But not everyone in Congress likes Garcia's politics or aggressive style. In February, Representative Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, tried to censure Garcia for his combative comments about Elon Musk and his DOGE effort. Garcia says he won't be intimidated, and if he becomes chairman of the committee under a Democratic majority, he knows who he'd investigate.
Folks like Stephen Miller, folks like Elon Musk, these are people that need to be held accountable for what they've done.
For now, Garcia says he's gathering information on the Trump administration and working to flip the House in 2026. Luke Garrett, NPR News, Washington.